Hello.
Hey, is that Lorraine?
Yeah.
This is Bob here from UK. Could you just confirm you stayed in Scotch Corner on Tuesday the 16th of June?
Yes, I did, yeah.
And you will then realise why I'm having to call you?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I stayed for one night.
Just I'm investigating as to why we've got to add some monies onto your account. So I was just wondering if you'd maybe like to enlighten me about it.
Right. I've got no idea whatsoever.
Well, I've been asked to investigate the fact that the room was, well, almost trashed.
The room I stayed in?
Yes.
I don't think so. Not at all. I left that room the way I found it. I'm a 40-year-old woman. Why would I trash your room?
Were you using the room for business?
No.
Well, basically, I've got a list of things here that have come to a report through me, including things like wine stains, foundation on the sheets. There was some damage to the bed. There was a light broken. And some items missing.
Not at all.
Were you the only person that stayed in the room?
No. I was with someone that night, and then he left the next morning, and then I left after him, and I left that room the way I found it.
Because they did say you were acting quite kind of suspiciously in the morning, leaving at separate times and stuff. Yeah,
so he left before me.
It's quite strange for someone to do that. Normally people check out together.
Well, he didn't check in with me neither.
I mean, can you assure me you weren't using the room for anything sleazy?
Certainly not. He works away on business, and that was the only way we could actually get to meet that week.
And this is your partner?
Yes.
At the moment, a rough estimate is looking at around £400 to £500 worth of damage. That's all.
I can honestly swear down. There's no way at all that there was any damage to that room. And honestly swear down to that. That room was left the way I found it. There was nothing at all.
I'm presuming you were using the room for possibly quite energetic sex.
No, not at all.
You know,
not at all.
From what I'm looking at your car details, you don't live in the area. You've literally come, you've used and abused one of our rooms.
As I say, I'm a 40-year-old woman, and I wouldn't go around trashing rooms.
Well, you've trashed this one.
I certainly didn't. That room was left the way I found it. There was no lamp smashed at all. Okay, there might have been foundation on the sheets.
A minute ago, you told me that you left the room as it came. So was the foundation on the sheets when you got there?
Well, I've got no idea. I took my own towel.
But you took our towel away by the look of it.
No. What do I need your towels for? This is upsetting me because it's something that I wouldn't do.
Well, maybe if you just shut up for a minute, we could get on with this.
Okay.
Now, that's the sheet sorted. So you're willing to take responsibility for the damage?
Yes, for the sheet, yes.
The sheets were ripped and covered in makeup. You're willing, you've admitted that.
Not ripped, no.
You just said that.
No, I didn't.
Well, I just wanted you to make aware anyway, when your statement comes through, there is going to be this money took out. And we've got reports of all our maids. And they just said, you're acting suspiciously when you arrived.
How was I acting suspiciously? I went in and booked in.
Were you just meeting up here for casual sex?
Not at all.
So this person that you were in the room with is your long-term partner?
Yes.
Are you a Newcastle United fan, Lorraine?
I'm certainly not. I'm a Sunderland fan. I live in Sunderland.
You know, we're
why would you ask me that question?
Were you actually bonking for Sunderland?
Was I? What, sorry?
Were you bonking for Sunderland?
Was I bonking for Sunderland?
Yes.
No.
Right.
Is this some kind of wind-up?
This is what Angela's emailed Tony Horn in the morning to say.
I'm going to f*** it. Am I on the radio?
Uh-huh.
You are joking.
Good morning. How are you?
I am going to kill her. I am going to absolutely kill her. Oh, my God. Oh, no way.
CD sex, was it?
No, the wonder she won't answer my calls this morning.
Lorraine, have you got a message for Angela?
You're not my best friend no more.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.